The Bird Show.
I know y'all probably don't want to talk about this again, but last night when I turned on the news, there was a 7-year-old in Atlanta last night who, it was just really ironic, that got attacked by 2 pits yesterday.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's in critical condition right now at the hospital. So I just wanted to make sure. I mean, that lady yesterday who said that pits are aggressive towards people are absolutely wrong. Her pits might not be, but that's not all pits, because obviously, you know, there's a girl in critical condition right now because of 2 pits that attacked her last night.
Were those pit bulls? Because I got a bunch of emails and tweets and stuff, and on Facebook they were saying pit bulls, and then I looked up the story and I didn't think it was a pit bull.
Yeah, there's some.
Yeah, when I had turned it on, and it was a story as soon as I turned it on, and it, like, after about 10 seconds, it said it was 2 pits. And my mom was in the kitchen, and she even said, "What kind of dogs were that?" And I said, "Pit." And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could call the Bird Show right now, because it was so ironic that y'all were talking about that, and then it happened.
Mm-hmm. They actually weren't pit bulls. I think there was some initial thought that they were pit bulls, but they were Staffordshire Terriers, which
isn't that?
It seems like a dog that would bring you tea.
Yeah, really, right.
but what was interesting or ironic about the conversations that we've had over the past 2 days was that this was one of several dog attacks in the past couple weeks on Atlantans. So they went to a doctor, and this doctor, I almost thought it might have been the same doctor that Melissa was having dinner with the other night, who gave the statistic that the majority of severe dog bite injuries come from pit bulls, because this doctor said the same exact statistic. So,
and it's about them clamping down and not letting go, right?
And just and being more violent attackers.
Yeah, let's go through this just one more time, and then let's be done with it. Because we got, again, so many emails yesterday.
You guys are
angry,
exhausted.
I mean, because it's a ridiculous argument. I mean, these angry pit bull owners that were emailing us yesterday, and breeders that just won't. I mean, look at the statistics.
Here's what I've learned. Pit bull owners are human aggressive.
Yeah, it's true. It is, when you say exhausting, it's fascinating how, I mean, obviously it touched a nerve, because the emails that we received were just personal and angry and offended. But talking about what we just said, it was actually a pediatric nurse that was at my home that talked about the statistic of the worst injuries she's ever seen are from pit bulls. And one of the pit bull breeders called her a dip S-word nurse.
Wow.
And did personal attacks on her for her opinion. And then also, a Bird Show listener wrote that Melissa stated that people like Michael Vick are hurting the breed's reputation. However, it is also untrue comments by people on a highly listened to morning show that hurt and perpetuate untruths about the breed. Melissa stated that people who get pits get them for guard dogs. Pits by breed are not good guard dogs and are not, as a breed, human aggressive. While Melissa stated that the Michael Vicks of the world are what is helping add to the reputation, it is also people who don't do their research on the breed and make untrue statements. By the way, their jaws do not lock. No dog's jaws lock. I'm wondering if you are aware of all 49 of the pits rescued from Michael Vick's fighting ring. Only one was euthanized because of human aggression. In reality, Michael Vick actually shined a spotlight on how great these dogs can actually be. And then another person talked about how loving and affectionate the pit bulls are, and that they are not human aggressive. And they said that that was the consistent theme through all the pit bull owners and all the pit bull breeders, because I made the statement that people who get pit bulls want them as guard dogs, and that seemed to offend so many people and told me I was an idiot.
Well, initially, you didn't say you want them as guard dogs. You said wanted them to be perceived as aggressive dogs.
For guard dogs.
You know what you're getting into.
Yes, you want them to protect you, and I still stand by my statement that if a person is going into a situation in which they're like, you know what, am I going to get a toy poodle or am I going to get a pit bull? I don't usually think that that's what comes in the same breath.
This is an article in the AJC this morning.
AJC! Fraud!
You can go and read it yourself, and it's not written
AJC.
It's not written by Melissa Carter, and it's not written by Bert Weiss. But the title, it says, the lead is, "No Place for Pit Bulls, Rottweilers Around Children." Tuesday morning, 2 pit bulls chased an elderly Marietta woman in an apartment complex. The woman sustained minor injuries. The dogs were later caught, and the owner was cited. The death of a 5-day-old Rockdale newborn by the family's pit bull heightens the need for people to use extreme caution with having certain dog breeds near children. Says there's no place for pit bulls or Rottweilers around children. This comes from Mark Wolkin. He's a doctor at Emory. He's a children's healthcare surgeon.
Surgeon.
And an associate professor at Emory.
Unless your name's Gupta, you got no credibility with
that. Or Oz. As far as children are concerned, this is right from the AJC. Wilkin said pit bulls and Rottweilers in particular are responsible for the most severe injuries. With German Shepherds, they bite you, and then that's it, he said. Pit bulls and Rottweilers, once they go for the kill, which is what Melissa's nurse friend was saying the other day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
According to the Clifton study, this is not a Melissa Carter or Burt Weiss study.
Nope.
Pit bulls, Rottweilers, and Presa Canarios and their mixes are responsible for 74% of attacks.
Wow.
And 68% of the attacks upon
and
children.
And now Bert, again, is reading from an article
yes.
that is in today's Atlanta Journal-Constitution that has nothing to do with the random conversation that started. And I'm annoyed by this, and I'm not even involved in it. It started when Bert made a comment that they should put someone from the city at the dog park at Piedmont
to monitor it, right?
And he, as an aside, said, I saw two pit bulls get in a fight or something like that. And the fact that these pit bull owners cannot acknowledge that breed as a whole, whether or not it's how it's raised or whatever, that breed statistically and whatever the word is that anecdotally, you know, where it's just whatever, it's more violent.
I think
your dog is great. I'll acknowledge you have the most beautiful, peaceful. I love your pit bull. That's great. What a cute. That's so nice. But it's still an aggressive breed. You have to acknowledge that.
They won't.
It's bizarre.
From a standpoint where I have been in dog parks before, that if you didn't know anything about dogs at all, somebody puts you on the earth. Okay, and you're 22 years old, and they put you at a dog park, and you had to observe all the dogs. You didn't know anything. You didn't know what a pit bull was. You didn't know what a German Shepherd or a poodle was, or a bulldog or a golden lab. And you just watched what was going on. You would be able to look at the pit bulls and go, "That dog's got kind of a crappy attitude right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's sort of looking for a fight right there."
And my biggest and the past 2 days, the thing that has just elevated my irritation is the fact that personal attacks in these emails by pit bull breeders in particular, that if you really want to help the public relations of the breed, if you want to help your sales as a breeder of the breed, then I think the tactic should have been different. Like, I don't understand why you decide that by you being aggressive, by defending an
Don't be human aggressive when you're telling me your dog's not human aggressive.
Yes, the breeders are human aggressive, but they're claiming that the dogs they breed are not. Well, I'm starting to see a correlation.
All right, let's just take one call on this, and now we're done with pit bull talk.
And I'm not going to answer any more emails about it.
And I'm not going to answer
it.
Any more emails.
I got it.
You got your opinion.
Whatever.
We have ours.
Got it.
Over it. Y'all are exhausted.
I know. Yeah,
serious.
If you read the comments, I put the article up on Facebook so Bert and Melissa could see it. People start attacking me.
You're nasty, man.
Yeah,
stop being aggressive saying that your dog is not aggressive.
Hey, Jamie, I know you raise pit bulls. Can you wrap up your point in 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Do it.
It is how they are raised. I got raised pit bulls. They won't even bite you to get a biscuit out of your hand. And if you'll check, Chihuahuas failed more personality tests than a pit bull. They just don't have the strength or the oomph to follow through with what their aggression is.
So as a pit bull breeder, can you acknowledge that a pit bull is a more aggressive animal than a Chihuahua?
No. Temper-wise, no.
But would
a
you
Chihuahua
put,
has
would
a worse temper than a pit bull.
Would
but
you put
pit
in
bull
front
has
of
the strength, you know, and or in the drive or whatever to follow through with it.
Would you
but
put a
it
child
depends on how they are raised?
Would you put a child in front of a Chihuahua or a pit bull first?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A pit bull.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
She just contradicted
herself.
That is a drop.
Yeah.
She just contradicted
That's
herself.
That's a drop in the bucket of what we have received for 48 hours
wow.
that
Seriously,
are paragraphs long.
You would put a pit bull in front of a kid more so than a Chihuahua.
That's just like Melissa said. That's just a sample of what we've had to go through the last
one
2 days.
Person, wow. One person said to me and used the word F the haters. She said, I got my pit bull because I wanted protection and I wanted a guard dog.
There
one
you go.
Person.
One person
in 48
admitted.
Hours.
The Bert Show.